it should come from the bottom of our heart, and it should be quality praise,
that which is worthy of his habitation. Because if God comes in here, if his presence is here with us, brethren, we will receive life. And that's the truth about it. And we should just relax in God's presence and be still in his presence and come into his presence with expectation. You know, even the Lord says that we should approach the throne of grace. So we should come with boldness by the blood of Jesus, that we might obtain what? Mercy.
Hallelujah.
And find grace, you know, to help us in our time of need. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So what we are doing this morning shouldn't be mechanical. It's not physical. Well, we are here physically, but we should also know that there are the hosts of heaven that are here with us. They are here encouraging us and partaking in this worship. Praise the name of the Lord. Let all be focused this morning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. If God's presence is here, every dryness will receive reward. There will be life, there will be fruit.
Amen.
And then we will receive grace and enablement to obey him. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's bow our heads and pray. Let's begin to commune in our hearts. Just begin to commune in your heart. Let our minds be focused. Let's begin to submit our souls to the ministry of the blood of Jesus. Let's begin to relate with him personally. Let's get lost in him. Let's not be conscious of anybody around us. Let us not be conscious of even the person who is going to be ministering. You know, because at times we are so physical and carnal, and that we are conscious of who is standing, and we are listening to how he speaks, how he ministers, whether he's saying the right thing or not. But brethren, we should be up in the spirit and listening to God that is ministering through that vessel. And that's the only way, brethren, we can be blessed. Hallelujah. Let's forget about the mechanics. You know, how do we start? How do we begin? Is the song okay? Is the song right? You know, the scripture says that we should make a joyful noise unto the Lord. If it's coming from the altar of our hearts, from our bellies unto God. You know, God has been speaking to us about our bellies. If our bellies are cleansed, and there's an offering that is coming from our bellies, brethren, it will be acceptable unto him. And God will inhabit. I'm sure we've not forgotten that passage. That God inhabits the praises of his people. And our worship should be unto him. In our times we worship, and our flesh will begin to react, will begin to dance. We're not looking at the lyrics, we're looking at how it goes, the music. But then this morning, let this session be unto God. It's a solemn assembly, is it not? And we should be focused on him and on him alone. Amen. Let's just bow our heads.
Hallelujah.
Let us begin to approach him as individuals, first of all. Let's begin to approach the throne of grace. And let us come with boldness. You know, that song that says that we are coming to you on bended knees, yet standing tall. We are coming with reverence. We are coming with humility. We are coming with fear, trembling. But that's not that fear that God will disturb us, but that destroy us. But that fear, you know, that fear of not being a pleasure to him. Let's be a pleasure to God this morning. Hallelujah. Just say to God, God, I want to be a pleasure to you this morning. Hallelujah. I want to bless you this morning. Hallelujah. You know, we can command our souls and say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Let there be a river of life flowing out of us this morning. Blessed be God forever. Hallelujah. Bless him. Bless him.
Amen.
Bless him. Honor him. Lift him up. Extol him. Exalt him. Let's exalt the Lord. Let's magnify his name. Above every other name. Let's bow our hearts before him. Hallelujah. 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 Let's determine in our hearts that we are going to give him our attention this morning. Let's determine in our hearts that we'll worship him this morning. Let's command our souls. Let's sit our souls down and say, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Because his mercies endure forever. We are here because of his mercies. We understand the mysteries of the kingdom of God because of his mercies. The scripture says it's not of him that willeth, neither is him of him that runneth, but it's of God that showeth mercy. We are alive because of his mercies. His mercies endure forever. Hallelujah. He's blessed us. He sent us his word. And his word is beginning to bring about a healing in our hearts because of his mercies. His mercies endure forever. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. Let's bless him. Father, we bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We bless you because of your love for us. Father, we bless you because of your mercies that are new every morning, fresh every morning. We are reminded, oh God, I think 2 days ago, that your mercies are new and fresh every morning. Hallelujah. Your mercy is looking down from heaven. And we pray this morning that truth will rise up from our earth. Oh God, just as your mercies and your truth met in Jesus and brought salvation to us. Let there be truth there, Lord, in our inward parts. Let there be truth in our inward parts.
Amen.
This morning. This is our prayer. We extol you. We exalt you. We magnify the name of Jesus. We magnify the name of Jesus. We acknowledge his lordship over our lives. We submit to your spirit, dear Lord, this morning.
Amen.
We submit to your spirit this morning, dear Lord. Let the earth be silenced.
Amen.
Before you, dear Lord. Let the gates of our hearts open so that the King of Glory might enter. Father, this is our prayer this morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This early hours of this morning, I just woke up. And I felt in my heart, and I believe that was the impression that the Spirit of God brought to my heart, that God is still needing a response from us. You know, response to the words that He's been speaking to us. I mean, we just hear, we listen at times. You know, we are being instructed about perception. I wonder at times whether we're able to perceive. You know, and I just felt that we needed to respond. And I think this morning while the elders were praying, somebody mentioned about the body correcting itself. And it also just struck me that the body ministers to itself. That's why the scripture says that if anyone has a psalm, a song, admonition, or whatever. And I think that the body has the ability to minister to itself. And I think that's why the scripture says, if anyone is sick amongst us, we should call the elders, lay hands on the person, pray prayer of faith. Because the body can minister to itself. Praise the name of the Lord. Anoint the person with oil, and the prayer of faith will heal the sick. And I think also, I believe strongly, that the body can minister to itself. You know, because we have some challenge, a lot of challenges, some spirits that we may not be as individual be able to contend and overcome ourselves. And then that's where we need the corporate anointing and authority of the body to be able to deal with that. Praise the name of the Lord. And I'm sure that there are a number of us who would want to respond to God. You want to have an opportunity to be able to do something. Well, I know that's normally not the tradition here, with due apologies. But I think that out there, we need to do something. I don't know how you got born again. But I know those days, when you receive Christ, well, although it's been misused by the Pentecostal, you know, environment out there. But when you receive Christ, they would ask you, anybody who wants to receive Christ, either you put up your hand, do something to identify. And I think that is one of the mysteries of baptisms. Because you have to declare openly that you have now given your life to Christ. Everybody will know in the community that this one is a Christian and is born again. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So I will crave your indulgence as the Spirit leads to be able to, for us to minister to ourselves, the body to minister to itself. Praise the name of the Lord. My brother said something. I think Brother George, when he was praying, he said, God does not come to condemn us. It's not the spirit of condemnation, but the spirit that comes to convict. Praise the name of the Lord. Condemnation doesn't bring anything. Jesus told that lady, I condemn you not, but go and sin no more. Amen? I'm just wondering whether it's scriptural. It's scriptural, I believe. Praise the name of the Lord. We're not here to condemn ourselves, but the Spirit of God is here to convict us. Scripture is profitable, like our brother read, for reproof, for correction. Praise the name of the Lord. If we are sitting down and I feel a reproof by the word, I feel a rebuke by the word, God expects me to respond. Amen. 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 It's like maybe we don't like that. We're not responding. Amen.
Amen.
God expects us to respond. When we respond, that shows a willing heart. Praise the name of the Lord. When Nathan came to David, he said, thou art the man. David had the power and the authority to say take him away and destroy him. He had the power. Amen. And a thought is coming to me now. I hope that's not what we do at times. When the word of the Lord comes to us and God says, you are the man, we don't throw stones. Hallelujah. We don't look at it and reason it out and say, what of him? Let's forget the messenger, but let us listen to the word of the Lord that is coming to us. That was why David was said to be a man after God's heart. Because he submitted to God. Hallelujah. May God give us such hearts this morning to respond to him in a little way. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There are words that comes to me. It's about, you know, when the angel, you know, God was speaking to the angel of the churches. When God was rebuking the churches, he says, remember from where thou hast fallen and repent.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know. Maybe we don't like repentance. But brethren, that is the only key through which we can receive the word of God and be changed.
Yes.
A man who has come to the point where he can't repent, that means that, you know, his heart is just shut. Amen. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. if any man shall open the door for me, I will come in. And I will sup with him. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God wants us to be his dwelling places. There is a glory that is coming, I believe. There is an anointing that is coming. There is a grace that is coming to fill his people. And only those who can open their hearts
Amen.
Will become carriers of God's presence and God's glory. Hallelujah. This meeting will mean nothing to us. And in fact, we've seen it. We come to a meeting like this. We come to a peak. But when we go get back, oh, how was the meeting? Fine. First week, second week, third week. By the time we know, we go back down to where we were. Well, if we have made any progress, just a little. God is not a bad investor. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When we started the meeting, God said that this is the time of new beginning. And you find out that if you have been careful to listening to the word, it's clear that God is giving us an opportunity. Every one of us an opportunity. Hallelujah. Opportunity to begin again.
Amen.
The opportunity to take away every hindrance. You know what just that came to me was about that in Songs of Solomon. That bride, you know, she just went in and maybe undressed and was about sleeping. And the bridegroom came and knocked at the door. And then, I'm sure she was just grumbling. So, oh, I'm just in the bed. Why should he come? Well, she managed to get up, but by the time she opened the door, he was gone.
Jesus.
And she now went out. I'm sure you know that scripture.
Yeah.
Asking the watchman, "Have you seen him? Have you seen him?" And all that. God will want us to respond. Let's not just wait. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 The real impression I had is that many of us have come to the altar of incense, the place of offering up our souls, and many of us have been there, maybe including me too, for a while, and we have not been able to break through and make that effort. I think that's what God has been saying to us here. Hallelujah. We need to offer up ourselves. We need to come to the point where we are able to give up. Brethren, it is not just the knowledge. We have so much knowledge. But the life that is coming out of that knowledge is just minimal. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I hope I'm communicating. Hallelujah. I'm just trying to appeal to us, giving us some reasons why we should respond to God. Hallelujah. He says a broken and a contrite heart he will not despise. That's what he's looking for. Immediately he goes around and he sees such a heart. I mean, Jesus will not just pass you by. You know that song, say, "Pass me not by." He's so gentle. His spirit is moving around all over here, looking at that heart that is broken, that heart that is contrite. These days, you don't see real brokenness and repentance in the midst of gospel. Those days, when the world is just going, you see, people will just be broken. You hear people crying. You hear people, you know, sorrowing. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. If Peter could sorrow and weep, why not me? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But, brethren, but before we're able to offer up ourselves, one of the things that God ministered to me is because we have not been able to sit down and count the cost. And that's where we have to start from this morning. You know, many of us will say, "Oh, we're happy." You know, well, thank God for His Spirit. And thank God for the emotions of Christ. But brethren, we need to come to God with our minds.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Like Brother Chike will always say, it's not an emotional thing. It comes to a point when it's not emotional. You know, at times we can be so emotional You know, when we are emotional and we feel good and all that, we feel good. But when we get out and face the challenges of the environment and the spirit, the emotion goes. But brethren, if with our minds we are able to count the cost, hallelujah. We are told about that rich man, weren't we? We are told about that rich man, were we not? We are told. He wanted to say, God, what should I do to inherit the kingdom of God? He came with his soul and Jesus loved him. But when Jesus told him to count the cost, he went away sorrowful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's be sincere with ourselves and with God. There's so much acting. Like we've been told, there's so much acting. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there's so much words coming to words. Say, they come to me with their words. We want to know, we want to know, we want to know. Hallelujah. We want to have more knowledge. And we've been told, brethren, that if we have more knowledge and we don't do anything about it, that is bringing judgment to us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to pick up our cross. The flesh needs to die. You know, the Philistines were the enemies of God that troubled them right from the time of Abraham. They troubled them. They muddled the wells with mud. Even Samson, you know, was destroyed, you know, because of the Philistine lady. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Let us respond to God. Let's ask God, if my heart is still hard, let's come to God just as we are. If God has ministered anything to your heart, just you and Him, sort it out with Him. He's your personal Savior, He's my personal Savior, and He's our Lord. Let's just come to Him, you know, in the sincerity of our hearts. Hallelujah. If you are not understanding, just tell Him, say, Lord, you know, I don't understand these things, but I want to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That man came to Jesus and said, Lord, if thou will, you're able to heal me. He asked Peter 3 times. Peter said, Lord, thou knowest. He knows our hearts. He knows your hearts. He sees the things that are in my heart, and He wants to minister to us. Just tell the Lord the way you feel. Those challenges, those areas of your life that you know that is making it difficult for you to progress. Those things that you don't understand. Those little foxes that eat up the vine. You know them. You know them. I don't know them. You don't know mine. But the Lord knows them. And is able to deliver you. He's able to deliver me. If you don't mind, I'll just make a call because I feel impressed in my spirit to make a call to all of us. We need God to touch us. We have made up our mind. I've made another song that we're going to sing. I've made up my mind to go on. We're going to sing that song. I don't know, maybe I'll make the call, or then we'll sing that song solemnly. You made up your mind to go on. You made up your mind to submit to God. You made up your mind to offer up yourself, to give yourself to that which God is saying to you, to us. To count, you counted the cost, but you don't have the strength, and you want God to touch you this morning. And you want to do something to show God that you are sincere about it. You don't care. That prodigal son didn't care how he looked. He was tattered. He didn't have any shoe on him. A prince. He was dirty. He was unkempt. But he made up his mind, I'm going to go back to my father.
Yeah.
You need to take the first step. You need to do something.
Amen.
Maybe you want to do something. I make a call. God wants to touch those who sincerely want God to touch them, to give you the strength. Let us minister to ourselves. While we sing this song, I've made up my mind to go on. And you can just stand wherever you are. We're not compelling you, but you really genuinely, God sees your heart. You just stand wherever you are. And then we're going to pray for ourselves.
I'm not sure whether we shouldn't change the words to accommodate the way we sing it. I would change the words somewhere like, I am sorry, I am sad, I am going to perish, and I have no hope. I think that would be more appropriate for the way we sing it. You know what I'm saying? Because or the other option is, of course, we would change the way we sing it. Whatever we choose, all right? But it just doesn't go together. We cannot be singing the way we are singing. We cannot be kind of looking around ourselves. I don't know what is running through our minds. if it's the unpaid bills, or if it's some of the struggles, or if, you know, if it's the lunch we need to cook, I don't know what it is, but the spirit of the song must be way different. Because it says, where does it start? It's, I've made up my mind, brethren, if this is time to make up our minds.
Amen.
And you cannot say, I made up my mind to go on. I made up my mind to surrender my heart. The words don't go together. You know what I mean? It's time for us to wake up. It's time to be serious in the business. We just don't want to meet in Luton and go on and do things the way we did it. Isn't it time to make up our minds? Isn't it time to, you know, there are particular things we are talking about. There are sins in our lives we need to deal with. There are commitments we need to commit ourselves to. You know, brethren, let's make up our mind. Let's go down and deal with the business. Unless you have something specific, particular in your mind, you know, this song doesn't work.
Right.
What is the thing you are making up your mind with? Where is, I made up my mind to join particular fellowship, I made up my mind to quit job, or I made up my mind to dedicate this, or are you going to pay what God asks you to pay? What is it? You know, I made up my mind to go on. It's a serious decision. It'll cost you.
Yes.
Amen. I made up my mind to surrender all. What is it all? It's a serious commitment. Either let's not sing it or let's mean it.
Yes.
I made up my mind to pay the price and it will not be cheap.
That's right.
It's making requirements. It'll cost us certain things. Amen. You know, the people who came to Jesus and say, well, I will follow you, but please let me take care of my business with the family first as my father. It makes all sense. And he says, no, you can't. Because if you go and if you are putting your hand on a plow and you turn back,
amen,
you are not worth it. Amen. God is requiring. Yes, there is a price ahead of us, which is all worth it. But I made up my mind to go on and pay the price. And if I perish, which well might happen, we would not be the first ones. If I perish, I perish. I'm thinking about it, and it's a serious decision. If I perish, I perish. For I'm going to see my King. Amen? If I perish, I perish. For I'm going to see my King. So, brethren, let's sing it again. The song is right. Our heart, our mind needs to be on the song, on the words. Okay? And I don't know what it is, I'm not a musician, I can't lead you, or maybe fortunately, but I can't lead you in a song, alright, I don't know if somebody can, but we have to give it the right attitude and speak it properly, amen?
Amen.
So let's give it, I don't think it's necessarily faster, but it's definitely more emphatic, whatever that means, yes. Amen. All right. So, if you have made up your mind, and please do. All right. I made up.
think of the thing that you're making up your mind about. Think of a specific thing that you have determined that you are going to do. The specific thing. I'll give you an example. I was asking the Lord, God, I can't get up higher. Why? You know, he came back to me very quickly. He said, Paul, you don't drive the speed limit. Huh? The speed limit says it's 55 miles an hour and you want to do 70. So my son sits in the back seat. He sees the law says 55 miles an hour and I'm doing 70 and he knows it. And then I wonder why he doesn't want to come and participate in the things of the kingdom. Because I give religious service on Sunday, but then during the week I go and I do something else. Maybe I wear clothes that are not appropriate when I'm not when I'm at home. Maybe I put on short pants that I shouldn't wear. Or maybe, I can't say for me, but maybe I put on trousers when I shouldn't be putting on trousers for ladies, you know. And our children see that. Our children see that, and then we wonder why are we struggling for them to come in.
That's true.
Because they're looking and they're seeing, he hasn't made up his mind. He's not doing the thing that he says that he wants to do. So I'm asking, brethren, ask the Lord right now, Lord, what do I need to make up my mind with regards to?
Amen.
Amen? What is the thing that I have to do when I go home? Do I need to do X, Y, or Z? And you fill in what X, Y, and Z is. Amen? The Spirit of the Lord will show you. Now, I can tell you, since I determined to drive the speed limit, everybody goes by me.
Yes.
And every time somebody goes by me, a little of my pride. You know? But that's good. Praise God. Because I know that God is smiling.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that what we want?
Yeah.
We want our Heavenly Father to smile upon us. And this is what this song is about. Esther wanted to do the thing that was necessary for the nation to be saved. And this is what our lives are about. We are a peculiar people, and we have to do the thing that is necessary for the nation to be saved. And the nation being saved starts in my house, in my daily walk, in the thing that I'm doing on a daily basis. I get up, I get into the Word, my children participate. I do the thing that I'm saying I'm doing. That my walk with God says that I should be doing. And my life is being fulfilled in the day. Hallelujah. Every day. And not just when I come to hear. Amen? So let's rise and sing this again. Hallelujah.
going to make is for those of us standing up. You feel you have counted the cost. We are giving a little insight on what you're going to go through. It's a commitment. It's a vow we're going to make as we pray. You're going to get through hard times. Not hard times to destroy you, but hard times God is going to put on your way, on my way, to make us follow the path. You're ready. You're going to get through tribulation. Some of us are already in it. You're going to get through persecution. Read the scripture, you know, tries to let us know. So you're making a commitment to God, and you're standing today, and you're declaring, if I perish, I will perish. You know, there's an encouragement, but I won't give you that, maybe after the prayer, because I want you to make up your mind, young and old, because it's a new beginning. The old must pass away for you, for me as an individual, and for us as a church. The old must pass away for the new to come in. We cannot continue in this old way, because it's a new time, a new refreshing time coming. I will ask that Brother Martin will come and make that prayer to us. If your heart is still shaking and you're not ready, God understands. But if you're ready, that you want to make this commitment, we're going to sing this song again as a confession to strengthen our faith as Brother Martin comes to pray with us. And we say, we have made up our mind, those of us who are standing. We have made up our mind. And you know that you're not alone. All of us are together. We have made up our minds to follow on. If we perish, we're making it corporate now. So that God will come to us as individual and come to us. Those of us who are standing, who really want to move on. Maybe there's something, but you say, God, I want to let it down. Maybe I won't give it to you. I won't give it to you. So just make up your mind. So let's sing it together. Bro Martin, can you just come? We have made up our minds. Amen.
We have made up our minds. People here, Lord, and not only that we are making up our minds this moment, but I see so many people who already have made up their minds. Lord, I see the troubles. I see the trials and tribulation which these people already went through. Oh Lord, and I believe that when we have gathered here, it's because we have already decided many times before that we are making up our minds. Lord, there are so many other places we could have been. There's so many other places which would make our life so much easier, at least seemingly. My God. But I see these people have gathered here because they want a higher calling. They want to see the King, oh God. They want to see you and nothing less. My God, I pray that you would help us, that we wouldn't stand where we are. We wouldn't become complacent and satisfied because of the choices we have made so far, oh God. But I pray that you would come and speak to us and show us the heart of ours. My God, that we would see that yet again, there is time to make another confession. My God, there is time to declare to declare that we are going to pay the price. Oh Lord, help us to set aside what we are. There are yet things to be done. There are yet trials and troubles ahead of us, which we need to go through because of our decisions and confession. My God, we are not joining the mainstream in any aspect. Not in the church mentality. Not in the sin. Hallelujah. Not in the humanistic way to look at things. My God, we have made up our minds. We have made up our minds. My God, we are people of God. We don't want to be church. We don't want to be religious system. Oh Lord, and I know how this besetting sin and this mentality is so easily besetting us, how it's coming and bringing us down to our own things. My God, I pray in this very moment that you would deliver us. Deliver your people. My God, that we wouldn't be fighting for ourselves. We wouldn't be defending our positions. We wouldn't be resisting and rebellious and trying to combine the ways of the Lord with the ways of the world. My God, trying to do both, which is impossible. In the name of God, we know that the love of the world is an enemy to God. Oh, hallelujah. I pray, Lord, that you would touch the hearts of the people. That once again, there will be this decision. My God, real, genuine decision. I made up my mind. Hallelujah. Let us make, brethren, let us make confession. Let us make confession before God because there's much in stake. We will be seeing the King and nothing less. Oh God, God has called us to be church and to walk mightily. Let us not get deceived and get satisfied with anything less. Amen? There is a song coming to me, if we can sing it. And that's the song about let us make one confession. But my confession is I am not ready to sing it. Or maybe if I can ask my wife, she's the better part of the voice of our family. Let us make one confession. Do we know the song?
Yes.
And let's make the confession, brethren. Let's shake off all the things that hold us down. Amen? Let's make the confession. And let's be the church of God. Let's be the people of God. Because we need to march and we need to do business. There is a word God has delivered to us. And as Brother Barak was saying, that's our job, that's the business we need to do. We need to take the water, we need to go, and we need to not be on defense all the time and tackling down these little things. Let's overcome and move on and conquer in the name of Jesus and bring deliverance and light to the world and to the church because the church is getting blinder and crazier every hour as we can sometimes see. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Can you sing it, honey?
With our lips, let us make one confession.